Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. If you are anything like me, the last few months, I've been a little bit out of my zone. I know I haven't been as productive as I could be. And that is why it is time to bring back the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. I'm your host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast, Rachel Cook. And the Fired Up and Focused Challenge has been my most popular resource for CEOs who are ready to plan, prioritize, boost their productivity, and ultimately boost their profitability by stepping into their role as CEO, focusing on those CEO-level tasks, and ensuring that they're not getting distracted or bogged down by the day-to-day busy work, that day-to-day grind that so many business owners find themselves struggling with. I have the entire five-part challenge coming to you directly on the podcast, but I highly, highly encourage you to head over to firedupandfocus.com to download all of the workbooks, all of the slides, all of the transcripts. These 5 days are going to walk through the most powerful exercises, the most powerful habits that you as a CEO can have in your business to ensure that your focus truly on the higher level CEO tasks to work on the big picture of your business versus in the daily grind. Again, head over to firedupandfocus.com to get all of the additional resources. I hope you enjoy streaming this challenge all 5 days, the freshly updated version into your earbuds, and I can't wait to hear from you. Hey there, welcome back to day 3 of the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, founder of the CEO Collective and host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast. Today's challenge is one of my favorites. It's something I talk about all of the time because it can make such an incredible impact in your business. And in fact, this one strategy can save you up to 10 hours a week. That's 10 hours a week you get back into your life to go on date night, or to enjoy more quality time with your kids, or to take better care of yourself and get a massage and do self-care. Anything that you have been wanting to create time for and space for in your life, this strategy can help you make that happen. How? Well, research shows that every hour spent planning saves 10 in implementation. And it's a game changer. It is an absolute game changer. And you might be thinking, well, how is this possible? I want you to think about this. What happens when most people sit down to work? The first thing they do is they open up their computer and they log into their inbox, or they answer text messages, or they get in the DMs on social media. They're responding to voicemails. They are reacting to the requests from other people, which means other people's priorities are running the day-to-day of their business. That is not how a CEO should be prioritizing their time. We cannot make other people's priorities more important than our own to-do list. If you find yourself in the situation where you're constantly getting notifications, you're constantly getting distracted, you're constantly getting pulled in a million directions, you can't get back into that focused mode, you can't get back into the zone and get things done, this strategy is going to make a major impact for you. When you sit down and you plan your week, you are more likely to run it efficiently. If you've ever found yourself at the end of the day or the week or the month and you feel like you haven't made any meaningful progress towards your goals, this strategy needs to be implemented right away. What is a strategy? It is the weekly CEO date. Now, I have been talking about this strategy for years, so if you've been following me, you've heard me talk about it, you even downloaded the checklist previously, I want you to hang in there with me because this is going to be a great refresher for you, especially if you have fallen off track and have not been consistently following through with your weekly CEO date. But if you're brand new to me and you're just hearing about the weekly CEO date for the very first time, I want you to get excited. I want you to open up your calendar and find a time that you can give yourself a solid hour every single week to check in with your business. I check in with my business first thing Monday morning, 9 o'clock. But I know several people who like to check in on Friday afternoons before they wrap up for the week, or they check in on Sunday afternoons before, you know, getting into the swing of things Monday morning. The time doesn't matter to me. It's the practice that matters to me. This weekly appointment with your business is an opportunity to check in with your plan, to make sure your plan is on track. And if you need to adapt and adjust the plan, you're catching it before it becomes an emergency. This is how you can stay proactive in your business instead of reactive. If you feel like you're always putting out fires, if you feel like you're always scrambling to get things done on time, if you feel like you're just stressed out trying to make time for the things that need to happen, this practice is going to change the game for you. So think about it. If you were ever in a bigger organization, chances are you were involved in weekly team meetings or weekly team huddles where everybody came together to touch base, to make sure everybody knew what the priorities were and make sure everybody was moving forward. This is the same thing. You can do this even if you're a company of one, if it's just you that you need to check in with. But this becomes the foundation for making sure that you are on top of your business instead of constantly reacting to what happens to you in your business. So what do we do for our CEO date? I'm going to walk you through the exact process I go through that I teach everyone that's in our CEO planner. And the first thing we're going to do during this check-in is review your metrics. Why do we review our metrics? Because we need to have our finger on the pulse of our business. When we track our metrics, the numbers don't lie. They give us important data. They tell us what is happening. They tell us what is working and what is not working. And when you understand how to look at your metrics, you can catch things before they become a problem. They tell us how well your marketing and your sales activities are actually doing in your business, and if you're doing the correct strategies to get the result that you're looking for. There are two main metrics I want you to track. I know there's a bunch of different metrics you could track. You could make a very complicated metric tracking system, but I often find that when we overcomplicate things, it reduces the likelihood of follow through. So simple is always best in my book. I want you to sit down and think about two key metrics to track. One is leading metrics and lagging metrics. Your leading metric predicts your lagging metric. So your leading metric happens first, and then your lagging metric happens. Your leading metric is going to be about potential clients coming into your business. And we can do this by tracking those people at the entry point. So we have people coming to our businesses in lots of different ways, but chances are you have one primary way that potential clients are coming into your business. Maybe it's referrals coming into your business. Maybe it's requests for more information. Maybe it's requests for a consult or a proposal. Or maybe you're like me, it's email list subscribers. Whatever the first step towards coming into your business and interacting with you, taking an action to give their contact information so they can hear more about what you do and how you might be able to help, the more we want to track that, right? That is your leading metric. For me, my email subscribers are my leading metric because they help me predict what's going to happen next. I know the correlation between how many email subscribers I have and how many new clients we end up having. So once you start tracking this, you will begin to see that correlation. You'll start to see how many requests for proposal it takes in order to get a new client. You'll be able to see how many referrals you need in order to get that new client. And this is where the magic is. Now you can start to make predictions. Now you can start to set better goals for yourself with how many people need to find out about your business in order to get the clients you're looking for and ultimately the revenue that you are looking for. The revenue is the lagging metric. It's a lagging metric because it's happened after the leading metric. Once the revenue's in the door, it's there. The sale's been made. You can't do anything to change it. This is important to track because often people set revenue goals, but they're not sure how they get to that revenue goal. And without that clarity, they just keep focusing on the revenue instead of focusing on the metric that will actually help them achieve the revenue. So hopefully you're starting to see the correlation there, right? We want to track how many people are coming into your business, essentially raising their hand, taking an action, giving you contact information in order to go from potential client to paid client. So if you've never tracked it before, just get started, keep it simple. After a few months, you will start to see patterns, and that will help you to start making better decisions. It will help you to plan more easily. It will help you to quickly shift and adapt and adjust. It'll help you see if you are ahead or behind of your revenue goals and what you need to do in order to twist that little dial and hit that goal. Okay, once I've tracked my metrics, then I'm going to set my weekly top three. My weekly top three are the top three must-do come hell or high water tasks that I need to get done in my business. And these are the most important CEO level work that I can do. So what we need to do is go look at our to-do list, and we want to look for the $1,000, $10,000 an hour tasks, the important but not urgent, the most important revenue generating tasks that we have. We also want to look at our 90-day plan to check in on our goals and what we are working towards. And we want to ask ourselves, what is the most important thing that's going to move my business forward this week? Your weekly top three is not going to be responding to emails, clearing out your inbox, hitting inbox zero. It is not going to be managing your calendar. It isn't going to be the $10 or even the $100 an hour tasks. These need to be the tasks that are going to move your business forward. Once you have these top three written out for yourself for the week ahead, you know exactly what you need to be focused on that week. And to take it a step further, we want to make sure that you are aligning these with your 90-day plan and you are putting them into your calendar. Once you're clear on the top three most important tasks for you as a CEO, we want to plan out your marketing activities. This is so key. This is so important. And I've taught all of my clients in the CEO Collective to do it because the biggest reason entrepreneurs find themselves in that feast or famine cycle is because they stop marketing. They have a good week or a good month, they get busy with other things, and they stop doing the marketing activities that bring in paying clients. So if you want to see more consistent clients and more consistent cash flow, then you need to be focused on doing consistent marketing. So what do we want to be focused on? Each week, I am using my Marketing That Converts framework and asking myself, what are the specific activities I'm doing for each one of these things? This framework is built on the buyer readiness customer journey. It's all about how to get people from finding out about you for the very first time and attract all the way through to happily paying client. So let's take a look at these different steps and how I might fill them out as my CEO date goes on. The first step is attract. This is how new people are finding out about me for the very first time, their first exposure to me and my brand. And I want to write in at least one thing that I am going to do to attract new people towards my business. For me, in this particular example, it's podcast interviews. I love doing podcast interviews. It's a great way for me to get in front of other people's audiences and then invite them to check out more about me and my work at the CEO Collective. Once they come to theceocollective.com, we invite them to engage with us by signing up for a free resource. In this example, it could be the CEO date checklist that I'm walking through with you right now. Maybe they're going to hear about me on a podcast interview. We talk about the power of a CEO date. They come for free, get the checklist, and now they're on my email list. From there, I can continue nurturing them and educating them and building that relationship. I do this through my Promote Yourself to CEO podcast. This is my core nurture content. Nurture content is going to be content going out to your email list, your social media followers. Nurture marketing is where you are sharing things with people who already know who you are. Attract is people who do not know who you are. So there's the distinction there. From there, these people will get the invitation to purchase something from me. Let's say they get invited to buy the CEO planner, or they get invited to buy a ticket to the CEO retreat or to join the CEO collective. So they're invited into a specific product, program, or service. And from there, we do our best to delight them so that we have rave reviews, referrals, repeat clients. So we have some bonuses available for people who buy the CEO planner. This is how I make sure that each and every week, each and every month, we are consistently attracting brand new people into my business, engaging them, getting their contact information so we can nurture them, continue building the relationship. We make an offer, they get invited into a product, program, or service. And once they're in that product, program, or service, we do our best to go above and beyond, delighting them and giving them even more amazing value. So you can see how this five-part marketing system can work really well. And not only do we include this in the CEO planner, where you're actually checking in and writing out what you're doing this week, it's in the 90-day planning system, it's in best week ever, best year ever, it's in every part of how I teach my clients to build more predictably profitable businesses. Because predictable profits come from showing up consistently for your community. Okay, I know that's a lot. You can go back and listen again. And of course, I have a lot of episodes on the podcast about this framework. So once you've done all of this, right, you've checked in on your metrics, you've adapted and adjusted your plan if you need to, you set your top three, you checked in on your marketing and sales strategy. Now we need to manage our calendar. If you do not manage your calendar, then chances are you will be struggling to find time to get these things done. So managing your calendar is opening up that calendar and actually plugging in time for you to get these things done and proactively managing it so you're not feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Sometimes you might realize that you need to block out time in order to accomplish something from your top three or something from your marketing strategy. Sometimes you'll look at your calendar and realize, wow, I didn't give myself enough room to do these things, or I need to move some calls around on my calendar, or I need to push a couple deadlines back on my calendar. That is all fine. It's better to do it in your CEO date every week than that morning that you're sitting down and looking at your calendar, totally freaking out because you're feeling behind and overwhelmed. So manage that calendar, and we're going to get more into this in tomorrow's challenge. The next thing I include, and this might be surprising to you, are two more elements that I think are just super helpful for CEOs. We are ambitious women, we are high performers, and usually the first thing that goes when we are in stress is the self-care. So I want you to think about, what self-care do you need this week? What self-care do you need this week? It could be reminding yourself that you need to have your big bottle of water so you're staying hydrated through the day. It could be blocking out time for you to get some movement in for the day. It could be saying, hey, I might need some extra naps this week, or I need to go to bed early this week. It could be I need to call my therapist and have that appointment on the calendar for this week. Whatever self-care you need to take care of yourself so that you can perform at your highest level, make sure it's in your calendar. You also need to ask yourself, what support do you need? And this could mean support in your business or support at home. And I want to talk about this because I still have this happen to me. I'll sit down, I'll be planning out my week, I'll be looking at my to-do list and things I feel like I need to get done. And then when I sit down with my director of operations, Amber, she'll say, hey, we can take some of these things off of your plate. So-and-so can do that. You don't need to worry about that. And I still default to putting too much on myself instead of asking for support from the team. So you might want to be thinking about that. You know, is there something you can pass off to your team? Is there something you can ask for help with? This can also be true at home. especially if you're in a busy season in your business. That's when I look at my husband and I say, hey, I need you to be on top of your meal prep game this week because I can't be eating out every single day. I need to make sure I have prepped lunches, etc. Then I am going to update my project management system. What is your project management system? This is a tool that helps you to stay organized. Even if you're a company of one, this is a great way to set yourself up for bringing in more support at some point. If you're going to bring in a virtual assistant or social media manager or any other team member, this will help you stay organized. It'll help you start to build out your systems. It'll help you build out processes for things you're doing on a regular basis. And it'll help you manage all of your projects, tasks, timelines, etc. We use Asana, some others that we know people like, Trello, ClickUp, Monday, doesn't really matter. But every week you want to check in with your project management system and make sure everything is on track, that everybody has what they need in order to accomplish their work for the week. And finally, you need to update your team. For me, this could be a weekly call with my director of operations. If you only have a few people working with you, it might be a conversation in chat so they know what's going on. It could be recording a quick audio or a quick Loom or a message in Voxer for your team. Whatever way you decide to communicate to your team, it's really important that you are giving your team an update about what is happening right now, what the priorities are this week, because they can't read our minds. And if something has happened and we need to adapt or adjust a plan, we need to change course, it's really important that we are communicating that with enough time for our team to support us in making that change. Okay. That was a lot. I know that was a lot of me explaining a CEO date, but this truly is the secret to being accountable to your plan. This is a secret to planning your week so that you can work that plan. And I find that once you have this habit, just carving out this little bit of time every single week makes such a huge difference. It might take a few weeks or even a few months to start to feel the results from it. But once you get going, you will start to see massive payoff for your investment of just an hour every single week. I can't wait to hear your insights. Make sure you pop over to social and share with me. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's challenge. The Fired Up and Focused Challenge is sponsored by the CEO Collective, my 12-month implementation and mastermind experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle and grind. If what I've been sharing with you in the Fired Up and Focused Challenge here on the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast resonates and you're ready to fully integrate these practical, profitable, and productive strategies into your business, head over to theceocollective.com/waitlist to be the first to hear when we open the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my entire team of incredible coaches this year. And when you join us, you'll have the structure, the strategy, and support that has helped many of our clients to boost their productivity so they can work less than 30, even 25 hours a week while making a full-time, amazing income from their business. Get on the waitlist now at theceocollective.com/waitlist.